Dreamwalk does a particular kind of magic trick. It's a 5-minute song that repeats the same 4-note figure in the bass the entire way through. The trick is that because of the carefully arranged material going on around it, the repetition fades into the background and you enjoy the ride listening to everything but those 4 notes. The 4 notes are played by a plucked cello, and they're combined with hand percussion played on a bowl-shaped African instrument called a calabash. There are also synthesized voices and percussive blocks and a mysterious swish sound that shows up every now and then. At the risk of ruining the mystery, I'll let you in on the secret and tell you that the swish sound is me sliding my hand across a cardboard box. Some instruments are less expensive than others. There's another percussion sound that crops up in the song now and then from something you don't hear too much called an udu. An udu is a ceramic instrument about the size of a large flower vase with an opening that can be cupped to make a low sound, and the body of the instrument can be slapped to make a high sound. The udu comes courtesy of the great drummer and all-around percussionist Mark Clark. Oh, and there's a triangle and shaker now and then, too. Here's the beginning of the song with everything left out except the percussion and the plucked cello bass line. To that, I added a synth mallet sound, wine glasses, a pad sound, harp, and some ethereal voices. And once all those get going, in comes a haunting flute melody, very beautifully played by Charlie Drobick, a fine flutist about town here in Santa Fe. There's also another counter melody played with more ethereal pads high above. The flute part ends in a descending scale, and John Gustafson's masterfully played oboe comes in with a few notes going up. If you're listening on good speakers or headphones, you'll notice that the flute and oboe are panned slightly left and right in the stereo field. There's a little violin pizzicato break, and then the cello part comes in. Here's a little technical bit to consider. Because this song is all based around that repeating 2-bar bass pattern, it's easy to stretch out verses to different lengths and have them still sound right. So with the cello verse, I play a trick by extending it farther than the previous 2 verses. A second cello part comes in, along with the flute and oboe, to make things still more interesting. Listen to the verse and notice where it seems to go past the place where it would normally end, build up, and then finally trail off. Part gets tagged at the end of the verse by the ethereal voice part you heard at the beginning of the song, bringing things back to almost where they started. Then we've got a harp verse, followed by a verse where everything drops out but the piano and a bit of hand percussion. This is my way of changing things up just enough to keep your ear, actually your brain, from getting tired of the same sounds. The piano part gives your ear a break, like a palate cleanse, so you're ready for the last verse. And to help set it up, there's a little music box part. By the way, I'm not actually sitting in my studio with a music box. Someone, and I don't know who, completely nerded out by sampling all the little notes played by a tiny music box and creating a computer program for it so I can play it from my keyboard. I'm glad they did. I want to draw your attention to one more detail because it's my favorite thing about this song. In the last verse, the flute melody, which is a repeat of the first verse, is accompanied by a counter melody in the oboe. Only it's not actually an oboe at first, it's an English horn. John Gustafson plays English horn for four bars before seamlessly switching to the oboe, and the two instruments overlap for a moment, courtesy of multi-track recording. I love that. Both instruments are double reed and sound quite similar, but I think the darker timbre of the English horn is especially pretty there against the flute part. There you have it. That's Dreamwalk, the second song on my album, Flying Not Falling. On this page, you can download the song, watch the song's video, and enjoy an unusual guided meditation that you may just find mind-expanding. And if you're enjoying my music, you should definitely check out the special offer at the bottom of the page. It's two of my most relaxing albums at a very special price just for subscribers. So get the deal and enjoy knowing that when you support my music, I can make more.